Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhowiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to second. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhowiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Slott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Slott moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Slott moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Slott scores. Lewis moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Becker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cordova for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lewis. The throw from Myers and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive towards first. Starhowiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive towards first. Starhowiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mouton is 0-for-3 in the game. Mouton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Slott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-3 in the game. Starhoviak strikes out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cordova moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. Two outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hale strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.